What's up, world? It's Nate, host of Life Tips Podcast, and I'm coming to you with an important message. In May 2023, the writers in TV and film went on strike. The strike has gone on for roughly 2.5 months. And now, in July of 2023, the actors have joined them. So now, the actors and the writers are both not working. Like, no one is going to work. And essentially, the American film world, the American film and TV world as we know it, as of now, is officially shut down. Anything that was being worked on is done. Hollywood is pretty much entering a global pandemic. This is the second major world-shifting moment since 2020, when the coronavirus took over the entire world. But now, instead of a physical virus, the virus is Hollywood and the studios refusing to properly take care of the people that work for them. As someone who enjoys Marvel and DC, TV and film, it hurts. I'm grateful that The Little Mermaid made it, but this hurts. It hurts for the consumers, and most importantly, it hurts for the people that make a living off of being a part of the movie industry. So all we can do now is pray. Pray for the movie world, the TV world, and the writers and the actors. When will it end? I don't know. But if there's not a change, this is going to continue on. So I wanted to come through before we get started with this podcast episode and just simply let you know, I believe that actors and writers deserve equal treatment. There are people that have made a lot of money over the years. And for the new people coming into the game, they need to make money. But it doesn't work if the people with the money are refusing to cut the proper checks, provide benefits, and more. So thank you for listening to this public service announcement. And now let's move into the podcast episode.
Season 15. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to season 15. Ooh. Season 15. Season 15.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit. You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day. So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started. Hey, you. You. Are you new to Life Tips? Well then, welcome aboard. Do me a favor and hit that follow button, subscribe button, however it's worded, and follow the show so that you'll be notified every time there's a new episode. You'll join the numerous amounts of people who download the show each day and add it to their everyday lives. Now, if you're a current or faithful listener of the show who has been with us since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue leading you in the right direction, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the show as per usual. Thank you so much. This has been Nate, the host of Life Tips Podcast, just greeting you, and yeah, all right then, let's get started. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up. And let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. All things must eventually change. It's been a great series. In the first episode, I think we talked about the general overall consensus of life. And then the second episode, we talked about something else. So here we are. We're now 2 episodes in for All Things Must Eventually Change. And now we're going to talk about this third wave, I guess you could say, of the All Things Must Eventually Change series. That's why it's called 2.1. So, today we're going to dive into the social dilemma that's being played out. And it's not a good social dilemma. I'm not just warning you now. It's not good. But it's happening, and I think it's worth... diving into. So it was the men and the relationships that we discussed in part 2, and of course the job status and the scenarios there in part 1, and part 3 is just bringing everything together for a close next week. All Things Must Eventually Change 2.1 is about social scenarios and social circles. Pretty much, to make a long story short, what's happening is there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of female friends who are starting to find their people. Their men, their matches, their significant others, whatever you want to call it, they are beginning to find those people. And what's going down is that the friendships that we developed are slowly but surely crumbling. And how it's crumbling is that the natural progression of things goes down because the relationship gets put on full-blown display. The female friend meets the man, and then they just spend all their time together, and then the friendship with me hits the back burner. Now, that's natural for all friendships to hit the back burner like that when you meet your significant other, because I remember doing that. Spent so much time with my significant other that I didn't have any balance, but she did. I remember Amber having balance, me, and then she had her girlfriends, because she primarily hung out with females. And so when she would go home and she would be back in the Virginia area, she had her girlfriends to hang out with while she was back home. And then when I came into the picture, it was all about me and us. Unfortunately, I didn't have that same success over here. Over here, it was difficult. I didn't have the people that I have now to help develop that balance. In other words, Born Again Ministries, Ascend Church, the business community, that was lacking in 2021 and in 2022, whereas she had it. So all my social energy and romantic energy was going straight into her, when it should have been the other way around. My romantic energy should have gone to her, and my social energy should have gone to my friends and other avenues. Because that's how it should be. And so now, with the potential to get into a new relationship very soon, everything is much, much better. The business community is there. Born Again Ministries and Ascend Church is there. And the social balance is on point from a group standpoint, to where I do get into another relationship and meet my next significant other. What's going to end up happening is I'm going to have a life outside of her, and she's going to have a life outside of me, which will make our gatherings together that much sweeter. But going back to the main point of the episode, the fact that this is actually happening is quite alarming. This summer, I've spent good amount of time with my best friend from work and my other best friend from work. So two best friends from work, even though one best friend has moved on to a brand new job, we still spent time together, in the sense that we spent time together one-on-one. For example, my best friend, when she started her new job, she was very scared to drive to the new location because the new location was somewhere she had never been before. Now, the first location they had her drive, or they had her go out to, was nuts. There was no parking over there, and it was terrible picking her up and dropping her off. But the set location that she's at now is way better. There's parking, and it's just way better of a scenario for her in terms of being able to drive to her new job. So I think that's going to be fantastic when she starts driving to her new job this week. However, and I do mean however, when she starts driving to her new job, that means we won't be able to ride together in the morning and in the evenings, which is going to take away from the quality time, but it won't completely take away because she's one of two who will be inviting me to different things and who will be, you know, making sure I have connection within her social group. For example, Destiny, we might get together tomorrow. Which, tomorrow from right now, is Saturday the 15th. But by the time you guys hear this, we would have gotten together a week ago. So, yeah. July 15th. Destiny. 12, 13, and 14. And 17. Ashley. And then all over again at the end of the month on the 28th, the weekend of the 28th, that's when she is celebrating with her family members. Now, they're having a private getaway next weekend. But the public celebration is the 28th. And that's when a birthday is celebrated and there's different things that'll be going on that I'll actually be able to take part in. And of course, she and her favorite girlfriend get together every weekend on Sundays. Now, I won't be able to go every Sunday, but some Sundays I might crash the party and be like, hey, because, well, it was up there, but I knocked it down and killed it, the broom. Sorry, y'all, centipede problems. That's what happens when it's summertime. The bugs come into your house. African women. My weakness, I guess you could say. My best friend's lady friend is from Africa. And she's tall. Well, not that tall. But she's about my height and she's gorgeous. Oh, my Lord. And she's successful, she drives, and she is a Christ follower. I know what church she goes to, because it's right around the corner from my house. And it's just like, yeah, she's introverted, but I can work with that. As long as Ashley's there to fuel the vibes and get us to be more connected with each other, that I can do. But that's just my point. Co-workers, or even former co-workers in this case, doing these things where we are getting the invites to go to different things every 2 weeks, I'll say, throughout the month that pass, and then the personal wanting to hook you up with their girlfriends who are single, and just those little nuances of the relationship that are amazing. It's only happening with them, and it's not happening with anybody else. And that is the real problem. It's never been the boys, family, and God, and little to no balance. Sure, there's balance with work people. But it was never intended for work people to fill up the balance completely because of all the other circles that I still have my hands in. But unfortunately, the way that things are moving with the significant others and the guys and the death of friendships now, it's starting to paint a very interesting picture for all things must eventually change. But sadly, this is not something new that hasn't happened before. This is something familiar that's happened before, and it's just starting all over again. And when we come back from commercial break, I'm going to address what that is and maybe give you some ideas to think about that you might want to implement when it comes to your own social connection sphere, especially if you're going into the last bit of a certain number and going into the core prime years of your existence. Okay, so this week, during All Things Must Eventually Change, we've got another wrench to throw into the mix in terms of this podcast episode topic. So this weekend is another one of those weekends that have already happened. So this has already happened. It's not something like brand new. Sometimes, depending upon the year, the family will go places and I will be the one to man the house. And this is usually a test for when I live by myself and have my own place. To make a long story short, that's actually happening again this upcoming weekend. So going into the last several days of July, this is going to be a test. So it's ironic today that we're talking about this, how the social dynamics are changing within life. All things must eventually change, right? It's important to talk about this subject because at some point, I'm going to live by myself in an apartment. And what that's going to do is that's going to bring about a change in that I'll be living by myself. But what it's also going to do is bring about the reality and awareness that when I'm off of work, I've got to find some way to have a life so that I'm not bored in my apartment after work. Me time, I'm always good at scheduling me time. Business, I know when the business stuff is going to get taken care of. It's just a matter of when am I going to be able to schedule time to be with friends or said significant other. That's going to be key for later on. But in order for it to make sense and work out later on, it's got to start now. And so this upcoming weekend is going to be a huge test to see, okay, who's going to be there and who's going to be distant. And I can say with confidence that my best friends, both of them, have shown up, and my other best friend from work has shown up through video chats and FaceTime. So it would seem that my work connections are 100% coming through, and I like that. The real question is, who else is going to join them, and in particular, is this going to lead to a significant other? That remains to be seen. All things must eventually change. Let's go to the commercial break, and then we'll keep the story going. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Yo. We got Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Years ago, in 2013, but technically 11 years ago since it was 2012, when I was a college student, I'll never forget the family driving off to go back home. And I'm standing in my dorm room a day removed from my roommate arriving. And I'm looking out the window and seeing all the young people move in and think to myself, I wonder what's going to happen this year. There are so many people here, so many girls, but so many people here. And I've never been in this type of an environment before. Is this what school was really like? And then inevitably I said that to myself again when I started working in the school system a whole year ago. Is this what school really was like? And I missed out on some things, which is true, I did. But in the sense of college, at that time, college was the only lens that I could look through to see what I had missed out on and what I needed to come up, or how I needed to come up in the world, just in terms of being me. And did it work? It kind of, sort of didn't work. It was really bad, actually. I didn't start branching out with connections until the second semester when my adopted brother came along to help. Because he had already made his connections at school and was furthering them and developing them. And one person in particular that he was furthering his bond with was our now mutual friend, Kayla, our resident radio personality that we know in the world of radio. And she was a cheerleader at that time. And so when he brought her around and I eventually met her, the first thing that popped into my mind was, wow, she's gorgeous. But also the second thing that popped into my mind is, excuse me, that's your best friend? Because keep in mind, I didn't have any best friends at this time. And Becca, I hadn't met Becca yet. We didn't meet until 2013. So it's 2012 and I'm, or 2013 had just started. It's January and I'm back at school and it's just like, oh wow. You've been really putting in work with meeting people in the midst of doing your classwork. And yeah. So that was 10, 11 years ago. Fast forward to now, 2023. I've come up in the world. I met all my best friends. And I met a host of other people, other female friends in particular, that I connected with, in a sense. But every day for the past week, I've been getting messages while just casually catching up with people saying that I met a guy. And it's great. But again, it also means the destruction of friendships that have been forged over time. And there's nothing to really, there's nothing to do to really reattach the seat for someone else to sit in it. And so now it's just like I'm sitting around wondering what's going to happen with my connections as I try to plan out my social moves and try to get work-life balance on track. And it's the reality that, unfortunately, work-life balance in the next school year is simply just going to look like work-life balance with work connections all over again, because everybody else is off with their man. It's nice to have the bros, but the bros are only there for certain things. So you might be listening and this might be happening to you. If you are, then let me just be completely honest with you. It's more than likely happening to you here in the U.S. Because over the years, as I've studied different cultures and different backgrounds, different people groups, races, etc., however you want to phrase it, the common factor that I've seen in each case scenario is that the bonds and the connections are on point. In the Spanish community, they have each other as family, but they also have each other as the Spanish community. At work, for example, we have big trainings where we have to get different schools together for the cafeteria people to show up and learn about the same things over and over again. What do you see? You see the Latinas and the Latinos, the male and female Spanish backgrounds, huddled up together. They're not talking to anybody else. They're not associating with anybody else. They're huddled up together. You speak Spanish, I speak Spanish, we can understand each other. Boom, we huddle up together. You see that? What else? The Filipina community. That bond is strong. And even my good friend who moved away to New York and has been living there with her husband for, I want to say, 6 to 8 years now. They have each other, their son, and they also have their separate relationships that they forge and bond that are outside of business. And in the African community, this is 1,000% the case. I've seen it. I've talked to women in Nigeria miles away, and I've seen footage of the life that they lead out there. Yes, they may not have as many resources that, you know, the United States has to offer. Yes, things may be more expensive, but the quality of life does not change. There are people to your left, to your right, neighbors, friends, all within walking distance of each other. No driving out there in Africa. Walking distance. The community and the closeness are much more in sync than it is here. And I think that if you're going through this right now, where you're losing connections left and right because other people are finding their significant others, and your community seems to be growing smaller and smaller, it could be related to this sign and one other sign. The first sign, obviously, we've been talking about it, United States versus other places in the world. With the exceptions of New York, LA, Florida, and Texas, and I'll throw Atlanta in there. Those are the exception places in the United States because that's where all of the closeness and community can really be found. Sadly, I don't count DC because DC has just way too many problems going on right now with all the gun violence and the killings and shootings to really call it a community. So, yeah. But then there's the second part that I want to discuss, and that boils down to something very, very simple.
Welcome.
What is up, family? It's your hostess with the mostest, Tiva Goat. From over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
Hey, y'all, real quick, I need your help. So, listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So, if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me. And it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show. Is history repeating itself? Could be. Ten years ago, before I met Becca, I didn't have really any friends. I didn't have a car, obviously, and I didn't have money or a job. I didn't have any extra additional communities, but now I do. 10 years later. And that's the second thing outside of the United States versus other places, with those, of course, exception areas I've mentioned. The second reason that you could be experiencing a significant loss of connection is because history might be repeating itself. Instead of being 18, I'm now almost 29 and going into 30 next year. Instead of not having all those things I mentioned, I now have a full-time career job with a business on the side and a speaking platform and a podcast, church family. Another church that has welcomed me with open arms that I call my social church community. And my best friends from work, in addition to Raven, who is now the only best friend left here in the DMV. Because, of course, China is gone and Gigi left nearly a year ago. She left the best friend bond nearly a year ago. And the thing about Gigi is that she, outside of Raven and Chyna, she was the most available person for the most part. And she was also the person that was actively inquiring about meeting up. There were a few times that I had to push the envelope and actually get her out of her shell, but for the most part, she did a good job with that. Now I pass by the exit to her house and it's just like, I know where you live. I know what you're going through in life. It's so weird that we're not best friends anymore. There are communities that I just simply am not welcome. One community in particular it dawned on me a week ago that everybody in this community they're all taken. The eligible people are all taken. They're all married. Those who aren't married actually have secret relationships on the down low that they just don't tell people about. But then one day you scroll across Instagram and you see someone else in the picture. And the way that they are posing in the picture gives off the connotation that they have been dating for quite some time. I'm referring to the Nexus community, of course. And there in particular, I saw two people post with their significant others on Instagram. Now, one of them I saw coming because I already met the dude. He and I had great conversations and when we brought her up, it was kind of like, oh, so she's the mutual friend connection that we both know. I know her, but you know her just slightly deeper because you've known her for quite longer than I have. And then inevitably, I see a picture on Instagram days later, and it's like, oh, wait, I know that guy. I'm happy for them. The other one, she was standoffish, and we didn't really connect or vibe outside of just hey. But then when she popped up on the gram with her man, it was just like, wow. Okay, so I got your number for nothing? You know, I hate asking myself that. Or, yeah, it's like, why did I get your number to begin with? Why did I even, like, what? That was pointless. You. Oh, man. And so it just, it's mind-blowing because now whenever I go, it makes sense why I'm having to search for conversations. It makes sense why there are only two dudes there that actually care. Actually, technically three, but still. It makes sense why I don't really have balance there. Which is why I eventually had to just dip. Whereas at Born Again Ministries, the balance ended up being there perfectly, not with as many, but just a select few. So if you're in this scenario, I want you to take notes on these two things. Number one, if it's just boiling down to where you are in the United States, that can easily be fixed. If you live in an area that's boring, dry, and you have to seek out stuff, and there's not as much investment coming your way, then get out of where you are, leave where you're at, and go live somewhere else. That's all you got to do. Go live somewhere else. People have left this area, gone to another city in another state, started a whole new life, and now it's peaches and cream. Or go move to a new place in terms of an apartment. That'll definitely do it. Works in Hallmark movies. The second thing is that if you aren't in that type of a situation where you need to move to a different place, then I suggest that you try to rewrite history and correct the past, because it's the only way that you will ever have a future. I know we didn't talk about dating and romantic relationships much this podcast episode, but I guarantee you that if you don't have anything to do outside of your significant other, then when the time comes, you're gonna be all over her or all over him, smothering, and that is not healthy at all. So fix the past, rewrite history, fix the past mistakes now, which means whoever is actively giving you what you need, keep hanging around them. And then find more people who can do the same so that you can be in a collective state where you give your energy to different people throughout each month that passes. That way, when you do meet your person, the balance will be there and you'll be healthy. Because I guarantee you, whether you're a guy seeking a girl, whether you're a girl seeking a guy, I guarantee you, they have a life outside of you. And when they meet you, they're going to keep living their life while they are with you. All things must eventually change, right? Yeah. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media. If you want to follow Life Tips Podcast on the internet, there are several ways you can do this. The first is on Facebook. The second is on Twitter. And the third is on Instagram. So on all three of these platforms, search at Life Tips Podcast. If you'd like to follow me, follow me on Instagram at Nate_the_speaker and at Spoken Life Tips. And on Facebook at Spoken
life tips. So that is basically where you can find the show on social media and where you can find me on social media. Twitter at @off_gen_person. That's at @AUTH_GEN_person. And that's about it. So, those are the social media accounts that you can follow the show on and follow me on. And so I look forward to connecting with you on the internet. And, yeah.